flexibility.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also join us in physical reality at the Bitcoin conference, Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. That's where we are in a huge, huge hall right now, filled with all kinds of what is bound to be exciting presentations. There are booths setting up. This is basically the very beginning of the show where we are right now. In fact, I don't even know if it's officially started yet. There's one guy who can tell us that. His name is Peter Vesinas, and he is kind of in charge around here, as I understand it. At least you're in charge of the you're the founder of the Bitcoin
Foundation. Yeah.
Foundation. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
You saved me. And Mark is here as well. Mark, good evening, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I'd show up.
Or good afternoon, I guess, at this point, because we are on the West Coast, so we're doing our afternoon drive version of the show here tonight. So, Peter, when does it officially kick off here?
Yeah, so we've got drinks and dancing, maybe, I don't know, at 7 o'clock, and then kick off like a keynote tonight. I'll talk for a little bit. We've got Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss talking as well.
Now, so that's the Winklevi, the twins.
The twins, yes.
So that's going to be pretty exciting. I mean, the big show as far as what's here.
Yeah, right? And they announced an investment today, and they may have more announcements.
I heard about that. Tell me about this investment.
Yeah, so they're invested in BitInstant. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Which is BitInstant's awesome company. They're in New York. Charlie Schrems, the CEO.
We actually went to their offices to do a live broadcast from there. So
Charlie's moving up in the world. He told me he got Soho office space now.
Oh, my.
Yeah, exciting.
What was wrong with the other man?
I couldn't say. I liked it fine.
What would I know? So now, besides the convention here, which is going to be really, really exciting, you have your own Bitcoin venture.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm the CEO of CoinLab also.
So what does CoinLab do?
CoinLab does, well, we think of ourselves as like a fundamental infrastructure provider for Bitcoin. So we provide liquidity. And what that means is, like, if you want to buy and sell a lot of Bitcoins, we want people to come to us. We can help wallet providers, smaller exchanges, individuals who are making big purchases.
So what qualifies as a big purchase?
How many
Bitcoins do you got to buy to be a CoinLab customer?
If you want to buy more than $100,000 of Bitcoins, you should call us.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go.
Mark's is passing me cash right now.
I wish I wish I could do such a thing. Apparently, you don't have things working Free Talk Live. So the the convention's getting ready to get started, and I'm really excited. What about the speeches? What can people expect to see at the speeches and that kind of thing?
Man, there's just, the regulatory track will be really interesting. There's DHS warrant out this week for Mt. Gox, so that'll be...
There's a... Wait, what?
Yeah,
you don't know this?
Department of Homeland Security seized Mt. Gox's U.S. funds a couple days ago.
No, we heard about that. There's a warrant?
Well, I'm sorry. Warrant's maybe the wrong word. But
okay.
There's a case in Maryland, and they seized funds. So,
wow.
Yeah, so everyone will want to talk about that in the regulatory track. You're going to hear about it 100 times.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to hear from the lawyers about that myself.
I want to know, is it going to affect Bitcoin entirely, or is it just sort of one thing going on with Mt. Gox?
It could be. And one thing I'm curious to hear from lawyers, there are some rules about if you violate money transmission laws in the states, if you can ever get licensed again. And I think, one interesting, I'm very curious to hear that question answered. We'll see. The market's been moderately up.
It has. I mean, it doesn't seem like the people who buy and sell Bitcoin don't seem to be interested in that news at all.
Yeah, there are some micro market moves you got to think about. So if you want money out of Mt. Gox quickly, you buy Bitcoins. Getting wires from them might be harder. So we'll see. I think there's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines right now, too, waiting to see what the conference is like and so on.
So that's the regulatory track.
Yeah.
There are other tracks here, too.
There's a tech track. I mean, just the amount of amazing technical talent here.
Yeah, no doubt. I have been wandering around and talking to people, and I don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, we got smart people. And SMRT, smart, Homer says. And,
this is also going to be very well attended. I was told earlier that you guys have over 1,000 early registrations, meaning there could be hundreds more of people who show up.
I think there might be, in fact, hundreds more. I went to a meetup last night, which when I agreed to speak had 80 people attended. It was more like 350 came.
I heard you guys were hoping for 500, so you've
crushed way past that.
Right. So I'm waiting for a thank you for Free Talk
thank
Live.
Thank you, Free
really
Talk Live.
Blowing
and a high five. Come on, guys. I really appreciate it. Actually, everybody has done so much.
Don't inflate his ego any further, please.
You know, there's just people like Mt. Gox encouraged people to come. Most people's websites had come to Bitcoin 2013, email signatures. It's really cool.
Well, this is the premier event. I mean, it's never happened before, and hopefully it will happen again. I mean, with the amount of attendees you guys are already scheduled for here, it's almost like guaranteed it's going to be a Bitcoin 2014, right?
Yeah, there will be more than one, most likely. Yeah.
More than one per year or one per...
You'll have to come to my keynote and you'll find out more.
All right. What time is it? That's tonight after our show, right? Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to actually be able to go to something at one of these conventions, because normally we're on the East Coast. And when we go to conventions, like, always the keynotes are during Free Talk Live. So we've never, like, we've been to all these conventions for the Liberty Movement, which you're a big part of, and we've never once seen a keynote speech. So it'll be great to actually attend that.
Yeah, he'll be now sleepy but in attendance.
We'll make it. So there's a lot of people doing, you know, just sort of talking about their businesses and that kind of thing. I'm imagining that there's going to be a lot of business deals made and networking done at this event. Do you think that that's the majority of the reason why folks are coming? What do you think the reason that the average individual is coming? Or I guess nobody's average, right?
I mean,
people coming?
Bitcoin insiders are here to hug and fight and make up and cut their deals, and that's been happening this week, really.
Nobody's given me a hug yet.
I gave you a hug earlier.
Okay.
You just don't remember.
All right.
Fighting. Wait a minute. There was news recently. We didn't get a chance to talk about this, but over in the UK, apparently there was a sci-fi convention where Doctor Who fans almost got into a scrap with Star Trek fans.
Oh, no.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's like the lightsaber versus the scarf.
Are there any, like, divisions in the Bitcoin community where we might see throwdown here?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
It's the regulatory versus the unregulated.
There you go.
It's a small space. So
This is huge. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, it's funny. I used to be a small space. So,
okay.
Yeah. But whatever. It's life. And almost all Bitcoiners. No, all Bitcoiners want what's good for Bitcoin. So you've got kind of that bonding everyone together.
So getting this thing set up must have been just a real task.
Oh, my
God.
Happy
it's over?
I did almost nothing. Lindsay Holland did all of it. She signed up to run like a 350-person conference alone.
Has she done this before?
She has done this before, but I'm not sure she's done this scale.
Okay.
And if we'd known it would be the size, you know, we would have had like three people.
Mm.
So I was just plotting what kind of nice thank you we'll give Lindsay.
Yep, right on. We'd love to help in any way because she's really been great with us.
That's great. Yeah.
Yep, we're excited about this event. And,
so, what are you looking forward to the most this weekend? I mean, obviously, there's a lot going on, all kinds of different tracks. We only touched on two of them. There's four, at least, that I've seen. So, what are you know? If obviously, you're probably going to be busy with who knows what sort of organizing tasks. But if you had the chance to actually go to watch some sort of presentation,
I have so many that I want to go to.
Pick two.
Yeah,
tell us about them.
One, I'm very interested to go. I want to go to the Shark Tank, where the investors decide which hackathon, you know, attendee will get funded. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be really awesome. It has that Donald Trump, you're fired thing going.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I'm just looking forward to seeing what people throw out and see what sticks, basically.
Well, I've already seen some very interesting technology that's going to be premiered here this
weekend.
I
think so, and there's hardware, which I think is really cool. There's, like, I just saw an almost ATM where you put cash in and get Bitcoins out.
Is that the Lavasu ATM?
Yeah. That's, like,
that
really
so,
cool.
Did you try it?
Not yet, no.
It's so
I had no cash. I only had Bitcoin. so that's really cool. I think I also think one of the coolest tracks, you know, probably the hardest to follow, there's like a tech roundtable from core developers, and just getting like an inside look at what they're thinking about and talking about will be really cool if you're
awesome.
A nerd.
Yeah. So like a Gavin Andreessen?
Yeah, it's like Gavin and Mike and Jeff Garzik and all those guys.
These are like big names in the Bitcoin world as far as technical people that are actually programming the Bitcoin.
I mean,
they're
kind of deciding now what will happen next year in Bitcoin
on the technology side.
Yeah.
Peter, it's been great having you on.
Awesome, guys. Thanks.
All these wonderful people to talk to tonight, so sorry to give you the boot.
No, have a great time.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah, I've got things to do.
Have fun. Look forward to seeing your keynote tonight.
Thank you.
Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments, it's now, and you can be here you can actually get, was it $350, I think, to get in the door?
Yeah.
$350? There you go. So you can walk in here. You don't have to have a pre-bought ticket or anything like that. We've got one of the guys from Coinbase coming up. $855-450-free. Maybe you've got a question.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, although we're pretty loaded with interesting folks to talk to from Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. It is a conference, a convention that, as we speak, is being set up. It'll be kicking off tonight Pacific time, somewhere around 7 o'clock, with some keynote speeches and then some cocktails, some sort of a party, so that'll be good. And then all day long tomorrow, panel discussion, speeches, interesting people to meet, lots of great vendors. People are setting up their wares and displays as we speak in this incredibly large convention hall, the San Jose Convention Center. I don't think we mentioned actually where we are. We're in San Jose at the San Jose Convention Center, and it's been great so far. Looking forward to meeting all kinds of interesting folks here. Our number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a variety of features, and we give them all away, including archives of the show, which go back for years, so enjoy that.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and discussing deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, where you can register an account and participate in the forums, suggest show topics, and access years of archives. schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so Mark, who are our next guests?
Well, it's Brian from Coinbase, and he brought on, who's your partner here?
This is Fred, my co-founder.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me unmute your mic. Try that again.
All right, this is Fred from Coinbase, my co-founder. How's it going, guys?
Fred, I saw you smiling during that School Sucks advertisement. What were you smiling about?
I like school. I don't know what the problem with school is. I love it.
Some kids do, some kids don't.
So Coinbase, it's one of the few, I guess, locations online where people can go and turn money, U.S. dollars, into Bitcoin. You guys have been around for a little while, and it seems like you haven't shut down. So that's a good sign. A lot of these guys seem to come and go, and you guys are still going. How long has it been that Coinbase has been around?
We've been live about a year and working on the project about two. So, yeah, we're here to stay. Everything we're thinking about is over the next 10 years, what's going to happen with Bitcoin.
A year in Bitcoin time is a long time. So what's the vision for Coinbase? I mean, what are you guys looking to accomplish?
Yeah, so I'd say the general umbrella that we sort of fall under is make it easy for the average consumer and the average merchant to use Bitcoin. So for us, that means a couple of things. First of all, it's sort of what you described. It's the ease of buying and selling Bitcoin with consumer-friendly payment options. Second is sort of the ease around the wallet piece. So sending and receiving Bitcoin sort of looks like Gmail does instead of this long 30-character address. And that also includes abstracting away the security problems of the wallet away from the user and onto us. The final piece of that is sort of a Stripe-esque set of merchant tools to make it easy for the average business to accept Bitcoin.
That's so important because, number one, it's a challenge to explain Bitcoin, and then, number two, it's a real challenge to get somebody who's in business to say, yeah, I want to accept this, and really make it simple for them to be able to accept and then convert, because we're at a point where if you're running like a retail establishment, odds are good your vendors, the people providing your products to you, probably aren't ready to accept Bitcoin yet. Maybe someday, you know, we'll get to that point, but they're going to need cash, and so when you're getting Bitcoins from customers, you're probably going to want to, you know, turn some of that into dollars. So making that easy is really critical.
Absolutely. I'd say for the litmus test here is, can my mom feasibly use this, not knowing all the underlying technical details, and can we reasonably approach a merchant and have them be comfortable with it? Sort of the prime example of that is allowing a merchant to instantly lock in the exchange rate to the dollar when they accept a payment, just to sort of get them at least initially comfortable with the system.
So it immediately converts the Bitcoins into U.S. dollars or
exactly.
Whatever.
That's an option that we allow merchants, yes.
And Ian, you've used Coinbase, right?
I have, yes. I have an account there.
What was your experience?
I've enjoyed it, although I'm confused as to, it used to be like you'd buy it and it would be, you'd pull the money out of my bank account and it would turn into Bitcoins. And recently I went and I checked it out and it said that you guys were like all out of Bitcoins and I had to wait until someday in the next week in order to purchase. What happened there? Why does it do that?
Yeah, so what happened was the whole world found out about Bitcoin couple months ago, and we saw our volume growing about 15% every day. And the bank that we're working with to allow people to process these payments came to us and said, whoa, you guys have only raised about $600,000 in your seed round, and you're doing all this crazy volume, and they sort of had a cap on how much we could do every day. So we had to put in a wait list, but By the way, we also just announced the largest fundraise in Bitcoin. We raised $5 million, and so that limit that you described is now
it's gone.
Not an issue.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. That's good
that, was, that was the reason we went out and raised some money. So,
yeah, so to all of you out there who have had a, you know, a small or painful experience in delays there, we hope to, well, and already have wiped that out.
Well, that's what we've seen. I mean, with BitInstant, they've been having the same kind of growing pains. Like, all of a sudden, you get hit with all these orders, and you've only got a staff that's so large, and things are going to get delayed. And so I think that's maybe you guys were going through the same kind of growing pains that they were at around the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that really is why we decided to raise, you know, what we felt was an adequate amount to support this sort of growth.
And you guys are forging a path into the uncharted wilderness of Bitcoin. I mean, at this point, there's, you know, some Satoshi just kind of created this technology, whoever Satoshi is or whomever, I mean, I would
or she.
She, the people that Satoshi might be, just kind of created this technology, and we have to kind of figure out what that world looks like. So it doesn't surprise me in the least that as far as I'm concerned, Bitcoin's at $117, I think I saw them at today, is an incredible bargain, and that they're probably going to go significantly higher. And the people that are willing to take, you know, the trouble early on to acquire Bitcoins are likely going to be happy that they put that you know, that little bit of work into it.
Sure. I mean, that's definitely the friction that we are trying to get rid of.
So, guys, what's next for Coinbase?
Well, there's a few things on our roadmap for 2013. So we'd like to turn on a couple things. I don't want to give any hard dates when these might launch.
Sure.
These are just things in our head. Our customers want to be able to buy Bitcoin faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like the fact they have to wait 4 business days.
Yeah.
I think we're focusing a lot on other regions where we can start and other payment methods that people can use to pay. Right now, we only accept you can connect any bank account in the U.S. to convert it, money into and out of Bitcoin, but we'd like to turn on other payment options. And, yeah, the final one is obviously spending quite a bit of time on legal and compliance. So we have great legal and law, several law firms advising us and investors who are very interested in our continued success.
So speaking of legal, apparently there's some kind of lawsuit that has been filed by Coinbase against Mount Gox. And I mean, you know,
the common misconception, that's actually CoinLab, not us.
Okay. Oh, well,
people on Reddit and similar internet forums have unfortunately confused many times.
I wonder if that's how I found out that info.
Maybe.
So what do you think about the Department of Homeland Security going after Mt. Gox?
Frankly, I think that entire story is incredibly overblown. I mean, in reality, what's going on in the background here is Mt. Gox effectively misrepresented what they were doing at their Wells Fargo bank account.
Years ago, right? I mean, this was back when...
That's true, yes.
They were asked if they were a currency exchange.
And performing money service businesses.
And was Bitcoin a currency back then? And it's really hard. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. I can understand why they might have made a mistake, but...
Well, on top of that, they also weren't registered at the federal level as a money service business, which at this point, the FinCEN guidance made it explicitly clear that you needed to be.
Yeah.
So, nothing against Bitcoin there. It's more of a lack of compliance.
Gotcha. Guys, I really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Coinbase.com. Folks can go and get some Bitcoins there. And thanks for coming on. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. but we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at Bitcoin 2013. It's the future of payments, although I would argue it's here now. We've got all kinds of interesting people to talk about and talk to and find out what they're up to in the world of Bitcoin, because it's an expanding world. There's always new products and services coming out. The existing folks that are involved in it are always coming up with new innovations, because this is a really competitive realm. I mean, if you're involved in Bitcoin, there's a huge horizon of possibilities out there, and you never know who's going to pop up to compete with you next. In fact, we talked with the guys from Coinbase a few moments ago, and now BitPay is sitting here. We're going to bring them on in just a moment.
After I tell you about BitcoinStore.com, where you can get more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They've currently got a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. And you know, when you've got a 0% markup, you're going to have lower prices than everybody else. Why in the world would they have a 0% markup? Well, it lets you know about BitcoinStore.com and to get you using Bitcoins, because BitcoinStore.com doesn't take rubles or euros or dollars or Astralis or whatever. They only take Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com, and they can get your items shipped out to you quickly. And if you want, you don't need a billing address with Bitcoins. You just send them the Bitcoins. They send you the items, so you can send it anywhere you want, and you don't even have to have your name on it. You can send it to whatever you want. So it's BitcoinStore.com.
So we've got some guys here from BitPay.com, and BitPay we've discussed in the past on Free Talk Live. And please, gentlemen, correct me if I'm wrong. I want to introduce you here. Mike and Steven, is that right?
No, it's Tony.
I'm sorry. Totally blew that one. Tony
and Steven. Yeah.
So they're from BitPay.com. And what is the purpose of BitPay? Because as I understand it, it's to really help merchants kind of get on board with Bitcoin and easily be able to accept, maybe not just merchants, but like charities. Am I in the ballpark here? Feel free to hop right up on that microphone there and give me the vision for BitPay.
Yeah, thanks. So with BitPay, we...
That's Tony, by the way.
Yeah, this is Tony. Our mission is to make it easy for businesses to accept Bitcoin as a form of payment. You know, the reasons why they should are pretty apparent, right? You could take a payment from anybody on the planet for very little risk and for very little cost, but it doesn't work like anything like credit cards or PayPal or anything else that their software already knows how to process.
Sure.
So they need new software to be able to handle these. And what happens on the receiving end, if you're a business, you just receive a bunch of Bitcoin payments from people that you don't know, and you have to figure out who the heck just paid you and what is it for.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky. So in a retail store, you kind of know because the person's right there face to face.
Right.
But over the internet, you don't know. And so that's what we've built, is an automated payment gateway that works like many of the other payment gateways out there that allows businesses an easy way to collect Bitcoins.
Now, a lot of times when you're doing an online business, I've seen people, you know, say they go through PayPal or something like that. They'll ship out the item, and then they have a situation where the customer's like, oh, this didn't work out the way I wanted it to, and they do like what they call, I guess, a chargeback. But this can't happen with Bitcoins, right?
Yeah, there's no chargeback with Bitcoins. You know, if you have a dissatisfied customer, you can send them a refund. But it is your choice to send them a refund. And so it's going to eliminate some of the friendly fraud and scams that people happen, right? You buy something online, you pay with PayPal. When you receive it, you take a picture of a box of telephone books. You send it to PayPal and say, hey, this guy didn't send me a television. He sent me a box of telephone books. I want my money back. Hmm. And you'd be surprised how often that happens. You know, there's very little protection for sellers,
right?
Any of the payment options that are out there today.
It's just a cost of doing business for them, right?
Yeah, and so unfortunately they pass it along to every other customer in the form of higher prices, to so everybody has to pay for, you know, what the few are, how they are taking advantage of the system.
Now, even when a payment is successful with one of the credit card companies, the fees are 3% more, depending on, you know, what you buy and how it goes. But Bitcoins are, you know, it's really inexpensive to send Bitcoins around the internets.
Sure. And the credit cards, what you'll find is you get very different rates, whether you're a retail store accepting them in person with a swipe transaction versus accepting them over the internet, which is called a card-not-present transaction.
Okay.
So they typically charge you double the rate,
really,
as a merchant if you're accepting payments over the internet as opposed to accepting them in a retail store.
Is that because fraud's higher on the internet? Makes sense.
Yeah, fraud is higher, but ironically, the extra money that you're paying as a business to the credit card processors, it does not buy you anything else in terms of merchant protection. You're paying them more, and it doesn't really buy you any more safeguards. So if you're using up credit cards in a way that they were never designed, right? Credit cards were designed in the 1950s. They were never designed for the internet.
Hmm.
And that's the beauty about Bitcoin, is that it is designed for the internet. It's a better money transfer system for the internet. And so, yeah, you can send money, you know, anywhere around the world in the blink of an eye, you know, for very little cost. And so building a system and a new software platform to be able to receive these, it's not easy. You know, we have to deal with a lot of conditions that you don't have with credit cards and other things, right, such as people paying the wrong amount or paying late and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of work in our service and what we do to make it easy for businesses. But, yeah, we definitely see the value in it.
Now, you know, most businesses are running around trying to, you know, very, very hard to get customers, but BitPay has been really lucky in that, and good, I guess, in the realm that you've got a lot of merchants that are wanting to use Bitcoins, people that want to do business with you, and you're, you know, been very successful getting that business done, and some kind of big venture capital came your way recently was the news, is that right? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, sure. So we raised some money at the beginning of the year from some seed investors, and we hadn't even burned through much of that yet. We're already generating revenue, so
sure,
we're doing okay. We weren't really looking to raise any more money until later this year, when we had, you know, a little bit more history under us and a couple more quarters of again, good growth. But we did have Founders Fund, which is started by Peter Thiel, the former CEO and founder of PayPal. So they were looking to make an investment in this space. They wanted to invest in one company, and they wanted it to be BitPay, and they wanted to do it right now. Yeah. So we stopped what we were doing and said, okay.
Well, BitPay's, you know, I guess sort of singular in the Bitcoin world. They haven't had that bad news come out. You know, I mean, they've been really successful doing their business, and maybe it's the way you chose to, you know, that you're going to be providing merchant services. I don't know what it is that's worked so well, but what do you think? Why do you think you guys have been so lucky?
Well, I think what we tried to do is be really focused on providing a very good service to the merchants and being responsive to their needs, and when they have issues with transactions, be there. And I think we've been very successful in that thus far. I want to go back a little bit to the buyer protection. There's one interesting challenge with the Bitcoin payment. If you think about it, it's a cash-like instrument. So think about the scenario where you do have to give a refund. You have to mimic kind of what people do in the real world with actual cash, which is when you come back to request that refund, you actually have to have some way to identify and make sure that that was actually the original person that made that payment. It's very different from a credit card refund where you're just reversing a charge on a card. You actually have to verify that the person asking for the refund was the one that made the original purchase.
No, that's interesting. How do you guys handle that?
We have various mechanisms. We do things like checking their email address, making sure the data that the buyer is or the person asking for the refund matches up with what was on the original invoice. We do ask for the invoice URL, which is something that can't be guessed and isn't indexed on the web. So if they have that, that's good evidence that they were the ones that made the original purchase.
Fascinating. So now we were talking before you guys sat down. Apparently people can sort of do some work for you. Like, I guess the people can partner with you guys on a local level to get businesses to take Bitcoins. Can you, you know, explain that to me a little more?
Sure. Yeah, we have an integrator partner program, and we basically split the commissions that we charge with those people, and they're expected to help businesses get set up and then be the first line of support. Mm-hmm. This is really important in international markets where we don't speak necessarily the same language that they're servicing.
No, I guess it would be. But even on the ground, here in the United States, a lot of businesses haven't even heard of Bitcoins at all. So you can go into your local business, talk to them about Bitcoins, get them set up, and actually make money on every single purchase they take.
I think that's really awesome, and I hope we see more people doing that. You know, actually, somebody physically pounding the streets, going in business to business, and pitching them on Bitcoins and introducing them with BitPay.com. Guys, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Really appreciate you stopping by. Tony and Steven from BitPay. More coming up from Bitcoin 2013.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them. From HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Normally, you can Skype into the show, but we're live on location, so that's not an option for you. If you want to get on tonight, you'll have to call in at 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin 2013 is where it's at. The convention center is getting busier as vendors are showing up. They're getting set up. They're already starting to be interviewed. There are various camera crews moving about here talking to folks, so it's so great to be here. It's exciting to actually be doing a convention that's kind of outside of the Liberty Movement, which is where we tend to do conventions. So, and we're up on a big stage with huge screens, humongous screens with our Free Talk Live logo. This has to be the biggest that I've ever seen the Free Talk Live logo before, Mark. It's humongous.
Yeah, we need pictures.
Screens are, but Vitalik is with us here from Bitcoin Magazine. We're going to talk to him a little bit here, but I want to make sure you know about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you are into Bitcoin, you should be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because last year the Porcupine Freedom Festival was known as the biggest, the most concentrated location for Bitcoin business being done. There were various vendors, individuals, people selling things, people selling food, people selling T-shirts, and accepting Bitcoins at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a huge camping event that happens in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. You'll be around about 1,000, maybe more than that. Maybe it's probably going to be about on par with the Bitcoin convention here. You'll be around over 1,000 liberty-minded people, people that understand what freedom's all about, and a lot of them are into Bitcoin. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's all brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. That's porkfest.com. So Vitalik is the guy behind, or one of the people behind, Bitcoin Magazine. And apparently this is really a magazine, Vitalik.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Paper magazine.
Yes, paper magazine.
What inspired you, and you don't look that old, I'm going to guess 21?
19.
So you're a pretty young guy. I mean, magazines, they're dying. Why would you start a magazine?
Well, to be... Well, personally, the main intention behind participating in Bitcoin Magazine is basically to spread the ideas behind Bitcoin. It's to educate people, to help people understand what Bitcoin's all about, and at the same time, also to bring Bitcoin more to the outside world. And, you know,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Now, you make the paper magazine. Do you send most of them to people's addresses? Do you sell them on the newsstand mostly? Or is it downloading? Is it people downloading the magazine? How is it that people view the magazine mostly?
Mostly it is sending to people's addresses. Like, we are available in some Barnes & Nobles.
Really?
In the U.S., but our main source of revenue is basically just people actually signing up for subscriptions.
How did you get hooked up with, you know, whatever the... obviously you've got to have a printer, you've got to have distribution. Mm-hmm. I mean, magazines, it's old media, right? Yeah. So there's these old channels of the old ways of doing things. Well, how did you get those connections?
Well, I'm actually not the one responsible for the logistics. That would be Mihai Alisi. He's mm-hmm. the one who's more in charge of the big picture. And in service of figuring that stuff out, the interesting thing about the way the economy has been moving in the past 10 years is that there's a lot of these new services that are sort of replicating the functions of old business models, but doing so in a way that's much cheaper and in a way that you can sort of very easily work with. Like, for example, you had Bitcoin, you had book publishers, but now you have things like Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You had
who will publish for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then there's the idea of self-publishing and various levels of granularity in between, and then you have things like Fulfillment by Amazon, which is like a sort of shipping service that makes it a lot easier for you to have set up a business.
Are you guys basically like the go-to site for all things Bitcoin news?
I guess so. That's exactly what we strive to be.
That's what it looks like. I mean, I'm here at BitcoinMagazine.com. You've got the latest prices of Bitcoin there in dollars and euros, as well as, I think, British pounds, and then fresh news about the Bitcoin. And
yes,
it's a sharp-looking site, I have to say. And I haven't actually seen the magazine. You said you do have some here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So tell me why this news of Mt. Gox getting their account frozen by the Department of Homeland Security. Tell me why this news story didn't result in any kind of change in the Bitcoin price. You have any speculation on that?
Well, first of all, it did result in a bit of a change. Like, Bitcoin went when the announcement was made, Bitcoin went from 119 to 103. But then it's quickly picked back up. Like, it's at like 122 now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think there are several factors. First of all, it's just, I have a feeling that Bitcoin sort of moved past its major point of instability by now, and we sort of have a bit of a plateau in the 100 to 120 range, and the market sentiment is sort of moving in this more optimistic direction, where it's not, people aren't thinking about, oh, how is it going to collapse down to 30? People are thinking, oh, there's a lot of investors, and how is it going to move forward?
And now Bitcoin has had this reputation of being sort of the currency of drug dealers.
Yes.
and terrorists or something like that, as if anyone ever has had a story about terrorism or whatever. Do you think it's moved beyond that, and how has it done that?
Yeah, well, I think if you look at the way the internet was in 1995, say, mm-hmm. like, there was a cover of Time magazine, like, basically, where it was child pornography and child pornography on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically the idea is this going to completely wreck the world as we know it?
Right.
And as it turns out,
very few people use the internet for child pornography these days.
Yeah, well, people. Well, more people use the internet for that now than in 1995. Still, sure, but the thing is that the mainstream uses of the internet, people who use the internet to do everyday tasks, that's growing even faster. So, with the internet and with Bitcoin in general, you know, when they're still in their very early stages, then yes, there is a lot of shady activity going on. But that's just because the more legitimate businesses just take longer to catch on.
That's a good point. Now, there's a lot of aspects of the Bitcoin that haven't even really been parsed out yet. Mm-hmm. What is to you? Tell me some of these aspects, or one of these aspects, and what's exciting to you about Bitcoin in that way?
Well, one of the aspects of Bitcoin that I think we haven't seen yet is actually micropayments.
Right.
Like people do say that Bitcoin is not meant for micropayments as it is, but there are actually a lot of various different tricks you can use to get around that. And the interest in, to me, one of the more promising aspects of Bitcoin is that it's fully automated, in the sense that you can have a computer program that's just spawning off other computer programs that use Bitcoin, all without any kind of human involvement. So just as if I could give one example, if you imagine you have, say, a self-driving car, and then that self-driving car might pay 0.007 BTC to another self-driving car to let it yield.
Oh, interesting. And also, people, I think that this might be an interesting aspect of the internet and articles that are written, because I read a lot of articles in a day, as you can imagine, being a talk show host. And sometimes I'm happy about having read the article and the author and that kind of thing. And I would be happy to send that guy a buck for the having read the article, but I don't want to do whatever it takes to do that.
Yeah.
His PayPal account may not be the email address that's attached to that thing. I certainly don't want to get out a stamp and go get a money order.
Yeah.
And then if you use PayPal, they're going to take 30 cents right off the top.
Right. Here's one thing that you might like. On Reddit, Reddit is this really popular online social news site.
Yes.
There is this service that someone started. It's not affiliated with Reddit specifically, but it's called Bitcoin Tip.
Mm.
And the idea is that you deposit money into your account, and then in a comment you write plus tip, say 0.05 BTC, and then behind the scenes Bitcoin Tip sort of makes the tip to the user, and then the user can just cash the money out. So it's just a way of
Reddit users can tip each other?
Yeah, exactly. Reddit, as a Reddit user, I have some amount of Bitcoin in my account, and I can say plus tip you 0.10 BTC, and the money goes over to you.
So bitcoinmagazine.com, you can go there. Is there anything that you can't see online that's only in the magazine, or is it all the same?
We do have quite a bit of exclusive content in our magazine issues generally.
There's a reason to get the magazine.
You'll
have
to subscribe to find out. Or come to Bitcoin 2013, where you can actually pick one up, look through it. And you said some Barnes & Noble, is that right?
Yes, some Barnes & Noble.
So very cool. Vitalik, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
You're
and
welcome.
Good luck with the magazine. It's nice to see someone creating something that's old media that's all about something so new and so fresh. I think it's a cool combo. Bitcoinmagazine.com. There's more coming up from Bitcoin 2013. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Savon Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving.
And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.